Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood. We're talking about the hottest stories in celebrity gossip this week. Joining me is our very own Miss Gwen Flemberg.
Hello.
This is your sexy voice. I love it. Mr. Brody Brown.
Hey, I'm dialing in this week. I'm on the ground of the Fiji market. Pregnant Meghan Markle trampled me this morning, but I'm happy to be here via telephone.
And a newbie this week, Rachel Wallace. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Okay, so we are going to start with the biggest story that we have broken so far this week. Jen Garner. We have ID'd her new boyfriend. She is dating a burger man. No, not a burger man. He's actually a CEO of this really big Cali food group, which has 50 posts all around the world of Cali Burger. And he actually invented, and Cali Burger was the first to start this robotic burger flipper. So they're pretty much.
What does that mean?
That means the future.
This means that this guy has bank. Like, he's not putting burgers behind a stand, but he actually is the owner of a company that has 50 locations around the world and has a pretty, you know, great resume. It's been going on for 6 months. He's actually met the kids. And sources tell Us Weekly that they are having a great time getting to know each other. They have a loving, healthy relationship. And obviously, I mean, if he's met the kids, this is getting serious.
May I just say,
yes,
this is exactly the kind of guy I wanted for Jen. I really have had deep thoughts about wanting her to not be with some Hollywood actor. I wanted her to be like Hollywood adjacent businessman, and she did it. And here's the other thing. He is hot AF, you guys.
He's so hot.
He's like a rich Michael Vartan.
He is. He actually, if
he
you
looks
put,
like Vartan.
If you put the two of them side by side, he is exactly like Vartan.
But he's not an actor. He's like a business guy. He has a bank account. And may I say, he looks like he has soul.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting? Jen had a habit of always dating her co-stars. And it was a Vartan. It was Ben Affleck, her beautiful, well, formerly beautiful ex-husband. I mean, okay, he's still handsome to some.
But who can forget Scott Foley?
Scott Foley. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting. I mean, for so long, people were rooting for Jen and Ben to get back together. That clearly wasn't happening. They had the world's longest divorce. Not messiest, but longest divorce. Ben went on to a number of hot ladies. And Jen was, you know, just sort of painted as a saintly mom. And now it's nice to see her get hers. And, you know, we've known they've been dating for 6 months. So it's great. It's nice to see her happy.
Rachel, what do you think of this guy? You've obviously seen pictures of him.
Yes. I think I need to know more about Cali Burger. Like, is it like a health burger chain?
It is
or is
not.
It like a fast food?
Well, Cali Burger, send us burgers. We like burgers.
Is it
like
somewhere
grease
we might catch Ben Affleck in the drive-through?
No,
because it's actually in a mall in Pasadena, California.
Too healthy for Ben. Okay, that's what I was
asking.
Ben,
you know, as we've said before, Ben likes a number six at Jack in the Box, and I think Cali Burger, they, you know, too low in saturated fat for
Okay, so it's
too
like a semi-healthy.
Yes.
Okay, I imagine it to be like Counter. Like, you know that burger chain called
incredible
Counter that's the best?
Yes. I've never been there.
I feel like it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's 40 years old. So that's 6 years younger than Jen, which I love. She's
totally
cooking.
I feel like everyone's dating younger guys.
Younger, I know.
Everyone.
I love it. So he's met the kids. And from what we know, he also has two kids. He also has a daughter named Violet.
Adorable.
Hello, Violet and Violet. Also, that would be an awesome playdate. His ex-wife is a very accomplished violinist.
Yes.
And very attractive.
So her name is Caroline Campbell. She actually goes on tour with Chris Botti but she travels the world. She plays violin. She's very accomplished and respected in her field.
He just seems cool.
He does. Yes. I just love that he doesn't have social media. He wants to stay under the radar as much as possible.
I don't like that. I want to see, I want the I love you, Jen. I want all the likes on Instagram.
No, it would never work.
I think Jen Gardner likes it.
Yeah, I'm sure she likes it. After dealing with the public messiness of Ben Affleck, I'm sure she's like, she doesn't need to see him liking all these like half-naked Instagram models.
No, she doesn't
Instagram.
Need that.
The social media play out of a relationship is like the 2018 version of the tattoo engagement.
Yeah, it's like Russian roulette. Wait, you're like, I know we're eventually going to get a bullet, but let's keep spinning the gun.
Guys, you can unlike an Instagram photo. You cannot take a tattoo off.
Well, you can. Well,
it's still the damage is done once you like it. I'm like, what
did
you just like?
It's too much. Like, you know, listen, Ariana and Pete, we saw it crash and burn. Like, for that reason. Like, you know, I think that it was doomed from the BDE post, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, I don't know.
Even though I like having BDE in my life.
But good for Jen. I mean, obviously, she had such a rocky on and off relationship with Ben for years. It took them so long to finalize their divorce. Now, finally, she's able to step out with this guy. And
this guy who's not fully divorced. He's in the process of getting divorced. It's interesting. He, as a parallel, has had a slow divorce many years with Caroline. And it's been a little up and down for them, too. But now Jen is, I guess, dating a married man.
Well, you know, a lot of people now, this is like real, a lot of people simply stay married so that they can keep their health insurance. And she is like not somebody who works for a company.
Right.
So who knows? You know, it's like we don't know about everybody's pre-existing conditions. And really it's like that is why people sometimes legally stay married right now. But, you know, they've been separated since 2014.
2011.
Yeah, they had a brief reconciliation when you see the documents.
Interesting.
But,
so it's, you know, it doesn't sound like they're still in a romantic relationship.
No, they definitely aren't. No, they are friends. We've heard from sources that they're friendly.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And Jen and Ben's divorce took a while, too. I feel like she's sympathetic to that.
Years. But I also just love that this guy
said they speeded up people.
And now we know why. This is the reason why she's in such a rush to finalize her divorce. She just wanted to move on with her life. She wanted to be able to enjoy her time with this guy.
She wanted to get real with her honey.
I love it. I mean, this guy was literally graduating in the top 10% of his class at Stanford Law School.
He he's smart. He's cool. He is hot? Did I say hot? Have I mentioned that I think this dude is a smoke show?
Man, he knows how to make a nice burger.
I mean, and he can cook.
He better be. More than burgers, one hopes. Jen deserves more than just burgers. She has that, like, farm life. Her Instagram is actually very cute.
It is cute. I like it.
Maybe they can start, like, you know, farm-to-table Cali burger.
They can ease into couples Instagram.
They'll have a chicken coop behind the Cali burger at the Pasadena Mall.
Girl can dream.
No, but Brody, I mean, what do we know about how Ben Affleck is feeling about this?
So we've heard from sources that Ben and Jen are co-parenting really smoothly, and Ben is happy for Jen. I mean, Jen has been there for Ben through thick and through really thin. I mean, a couple months ago, we saw her helping get Ben back into rehab. She drove him there. Yes, they made the stop at Jack in the Box, of course, but then she got him to rehab. And she's been there for everything for him. But our sources have said that he's happy to see her happy and is supportive of it.
It's so funny. I love how, like, one of the rockiest celebrity relationships ever in, like, the history of the world is actually kind of come to an end, and the both of them are happy and they've moved on.
Well, I mean,
Let's
also see who Ben ends up with now that Porshauna Sexton is out of the picture.
Yeah, because you know what got her kicked to the curb? Social media.
Yeah, that's true. Instagram stories, it's really, that's the problem.
If you're dating an A-list, like, Oscar winner, do not put them on your Instagram stories. I don't care what anyone's going to tell you.
Or not on your public Instagram stories. Yeah. Come on. It's
amateur.
An amateur mistake.
Ooh, jeez.
Wow, we can really recognize the amateurs.
Speaking of love, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom. We're hearing from sources that these two are actually talking about marriage. Katy wants a kid ASAP, and they actually should be getting engaged/married in the next year or so. So I'm actually surprised about this. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this was one celebrity couple that I didn't think was going to make it.
Yeah.
Not to say that they're not going to make it, but I definitely do think it's surprising that they're going all the way and could be engaged soon.
Let me ask you a question, Jen.
Okay.
How much reporting do we have that points to Katy Perry hanging out with Flynn. Little Flynn, Orlando's child.
A little bit.
We have a little bit. You know, I don't know. I kind of feel like I love Katy Perry's music, but I could sort of see her saying that she really wants a kid and she really wants married life. But I don't know that that's what homegirl really wants, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think we're dealing with a Katy 2.0. After that, the last album and that Pixie Peter Pan cut that's going on. And
she still has that.
Okay, that's still going on. And the live stream of, you know, the therapy sessions and the group conversations. I think we
you
were dealing
with the live stream of, her breakdown?
Everything.
Yeah.
Growing in the bed. We're dealing with a new Katy. I think we're being treated to a new Katy. And I think that's a Katy who's ready to settle down with Orlando. And they were, I feel like they worked out the kinks the first time they were together. And our sources have said that Orlando's taking things more seriously, too. He was kind of like a playboy.
He totally was.
And was not taking her seriously, not giving, no.
I mean, naked paddleboarded, you guys.
Yeah, they did. Come on, Orlando Bloom. I want a baby with him, too. I don't blame her.
Did we ever find out what, he thought of her whole live stream period? Because I feel like we don't have much about.
I think he watched.
How did
his
they
mouth
get to
open.
Such a good place? You know, when,
and that wasn't that was long ago.
Exactly. No. So that's what's been happening with her recently, and now they're all of a sudden in this great place.
Guys, if Miley can repair and have a
I guess
healthy and happy relationship, Katy Perry
down
can too.
To come back up.
That's true. That totally. Is a very good point, Jen.
Yeah, I feel like Miley Cyrus. I mean, Liam Hemsworth stayed with her during her crazy period.
I mean, Katy did not get that wild. Miley was,
it was different.
Pop and Molly twerking on the stage. Katy was just bearing every emotion and being like, I don't want to be Katy Perry anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was kind of similar.
No. It was totally different.
Bless
like
you.
The American Thank Idol you. Kiss and you know, it was a little.
Yeah,
crazy.
It was a little un-Katy Perry-like, but it wasn't a full Miley Cyrus. No way.
Like humping a hot dog on the stage of the VMAs.
No, Miley was look
no
at me,
really
look at me.
No one really does it quite like Miley.
No, that's true. She's an original.
As they shouldn't. But no, and more exciting news, Amy Schumer, she's pregnant. She announced her pregnancy on Instagram earlier this week in the most perfect way. She pretty much posted her.
Perfect? Kind of hard to summarize.
Yeah. Wait, what? Describe it as perfect.
It was very confusing.
Her Instagram post of when she literally put her face on Meghan Markle's body and her husband's face.
That was not how she announced.
That was the second one that she put up.
She posted that directing people towards.
Yes. Towards
Yellen's
Instagram.
Oh, that I really liked. Okay. So wait, you didn't even get to finish. But Amy Schumer announced her pregnancy this week on social media. And there were two ways that she announced it. One was with that picture with Meghan Markle. The other was directing people to someone else's Instagram story. God, Instagram story. Can they pay us too? Instagram story of someone who had her recommendations for midterm elections for who to support. And at the very bottom, it said, Amy Schumer, I'm pregnant. I was like, wait, what? Is this a joke?
Yeah.
So no, it was signed. Amy
it was
Sch-
a very
pregnant,
complicated pregnancy.
It was complicated.
Well, here's why I kind of I'm just rolling my eyes over the whole thing. Because I kind of feel like Amy Schumer is exhibiting such extraordinary thirst. Ooh. That it's making me crazy. It's thirsty. Like, what? Come on. You're a comedian and you're an awesome comedian. But all right, so now the politics, you're telling everybody what they should do in the midterms. And then it's comparing yourself, and we're going to hear this every day, you guys, to Meghan Markle because she's pregnant too. Come on.
She's trying to get into two different demos.
But I like it.
Her joke about I'll be competing with Markle every step of the way made me laugh.
Because
the whole intricate announcement was just very hard for me to summarize in an Us Weekly article.
Right. Yeah.
So I was totally.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
I like
you
it.
Know, that's she's not living her life for Us Weekly. So
no,
okay.
But it's
I actually think she kind of might be living her life for Us Weekly, though. I do.
I think she sees her fans and she's giving them something interesting. I like having educated celebrities.
Absolutely.
And what
I
she
agree.
Said after we broke the news last week that Rihanna had turned down the Super Bowl because of Colin Kaepernick, she posted on Instagram our story and she said, I had told my people, I don't want to do any commercials for the Super Bowl. I want to take a stand and stand with Colin.
Yeah, and I didn't think that was thirsty. I thought it no, was like I thought a that good was, statement.
Well, that's
it's
great.
Like you, a
that
good
is
time
a great
to chime
statement.
In.
But
that
so she was using her platform. So yeah. I think she's continuing to use her platform. And I think she sacrificed what could be a really stunty, like, self-indulgent, here's a picture of me touching my bump and we're so proud.
She's already done that.
But she made
she it. She already did that, actually. When she probably first was pregnant, was trying to keep that under wraps.
But she made it into the she made the announcement into the midterm recommendations, and I thought that was actually honorable. And then she pivoted and gave you the Amy Schumer, the people want, where
that
it's
what
like,
we want.
LOL, Meghan Markle joke.
Right.
Of course,
I just, I guess, like, listen, there is nothing stopping Amy Schumer, who we know was detained when she was, protesting
political
the Kavanaugh,
pregnant Amy.
Right? So there's nothing stopping her from listing on her social media, yeah. on her friend's social media, on any social media at all, who she thinks recommendations for who people should vote for in the midterms. I don't think that her pregnancy should have been involved in that.
Oh,
that's
I think,
all I'm saying.
I think she used it to draw more yeah. attention to it. So I actually admire that.
Yeah, and I think okay. the fact that she used a CNN like White House correspondent to announce the news for her first.
Right,
was very
ex White House correspondent.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Jessica, yeah. No, but I think that was kind of smart.
It was interesting.
And interesting and something celebrities rarely ever do.
Yeah.
But I think she is using this big news to kind of bring more awareness to a topic of conversation that everyone across the country is having. So I don't, I can't
agree.
Hear her
I do.
That much
I, she's
for
super
it.
Smart. I think she's super smart. I also think she's super thirsty.
See, here's what I'm thinking. I'm giving her so much credit that I don't even know if she deserves. I'm thinking, wow, Amy is pregnant. She's being politically active. She's thinking about her unborn child and what sort of world she wants that child to grow up in. And that's bringing her voice even further out. And you're like, no, that's just her looking for more attention. She probably got pregnant for attention. That's what you probably think.
Pretty much, yeah. That's oh actually a big part of it. Yeah.
My
yeah.
God.
Yeah. But speaking of pregnant, Meghan Markle is rocking that baby bump all
yes.
over Fiji. You've got to give
her
credit.
Amazing.
She looks yeah. awesome.
The I first just, few days after we heard about her pregnancy, I was like, oh, she doesn't even have a bump. And then all of a sudden,
she
popped
Isn't
up.
Isn't that
I
funny?
Like, oh,
like
okay.
I was thinking the same. How, like, wow, they really, like, totally, they really kind of kept it under wraps as long as they could. And funny how it was timed so perfectly to this moment. And especially because, as we know, and we've talked about on the Get Dressed With Us podcast, every single outfit is so planned and taken to the South Pacific and photographed in every light, you know, like well ahead of time. So it's like this has just been... You know, the timing is kind of uncanny, yet awesome.
Oh, awesome. I mean, clearly you can't plan a baby and you can't plan, like, before you're getting pregnant. I think I'm going to be in Fiji on October 23rd and that's when I'm going to pop.
Well, don't they have an it's idea just, pretty far funny. In advance yes. that they're going to be on those tours? They
oh,
have,
absolutely.
They
oh, yeah. idea. Oh, they knew about this tour before yes. the wedding even.
Yeah, so they probably were like, okay, well, we're going to totally. Like roll this belly out in Fiji and
exactly
address it.
It's yeah.
True.
No, I love it. I just love the outfit.
She looks so
she's,
great.
She looks great. I love that she's wearing the Reformation. I love that she's wearing Australian designers and British designers.
Incredible.
And, yeah.
She wore a Fijian blue.
Very gorgeous.
That blue
yeah.
gown, that actual shade is known as Fijian blue. I mean, she's everything.
And I like that the narrative, she sort of reclaimed it, and we're not hearing from Thomas Markle and
yeah.
Samantha.
Oh, my God, thank
yeah,
God.
She probably was like, I need to do something to overshadow yeah. these people.
Well, I guess I'll just get pregnant. What else am I going to do? I'm not going to leave him. Not
yeah.
yet.
No, I love it. I love the outfits. I love the fact that she's even, like, you know, taking some time. Harry's making sure that she's not doing every engagement. She's
doing
taking
prenatal
time.
Yoga.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning.
The beach in Fiji.
Why? Every single day.
Ideal.
Why is she getting up so early?
I mean,
God.
I do yoga if you put me in Fiji, but
yeah.
I'm just saying.
And got me knocked up by Prince Harry. I'd do anything.
Yeah, let's be real. We'd all do everything yeah, she's doing.
Who would you rather be knocked up by, Orlando Bloom or Prince Harry?
Oh, my God. This is such a... Actually, that's not that even hard of a question. Prince
Orlando
Harry.
Bloom.
Prince Harry.
Orlando
Royal
Bloom.
Jewels.
I don't want
Commonwealth.
Hot Prince Ginge.
No, I don't want. I just want no. cash.
But you know
I just,
what?
I don't want.
And
you can't even go
to
Whole Foods by yourself
Orlando.
Like ever again in your life.
Yeah, but you don't
what?
Have to go to Whole Foods anymore.
There's
I don't
a
want
big
to go
kitchen in
Kensington
Palace.
When am I
yeah.
trying to get like no? And I'm like, are you guys really out of olives? No, I don't want to go to Whole Foods anymore. Like, screw that. But I do see the benefit of being like, all right. I feel like Orlando Bloom has had more experience. taking ladies on dates and in bed and might be a little bit of a better lover.
I think
than
the Ginge does
yeah,
have some.
I think he's crazy.
No. He's got some tricks in his back pocket.
He's always been with those like little white girls who are just like all built the same. I think, I don't know. It doesn't convince me. I think there's a little more wildness with Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
British, who would I rather? It was not who would I rather get married to. Who would I rather get knocked up by?
Yeah, I,
come
I
on,
say Prince
guys.
Harry.
We're talking about my pregnancy, not my wedding.
Speaking of weddings, guess who there won't be a wedding for?
Oh,
G-Eazy and Halsey. They're donezo again.
Wait, what do you guys think happened? Tell us the story.
What do you
story,
mean, what
Jen?
I think happened?
Tell us the story. What's the deal?
So G-Eazy and Halsey, obviously, they've had a very like up and down tumultuous relationship. They broke up a couple of months ago, about 2 months ago, for good. And they got back together. We pretty much spotted them one night here in New York City
grinding.
During Fashion Week, grinding and making out all over Up and Down, this nightclub here in the city. And from what we know, yesterday they called it quits, and Halsey pretty much doesn't trust him. She knows that he has a girl on the road in every city. She's heard whispers of him cheating on her. So she's like, F it. I'm not with you anymore.
Yeah, he must have cheated on her. She busted him.
Yeah, but there's a reason she keeps going back to him. He is like a very attractive, in a bad boy way.
Brody is hot to trot today. He's just
I don't know what's going on, you guys. I'm sorry. No, it's in a bad boy way. He's like, he's a talented rapper. I'm sure someone would argue against that.
Yeah, is he?
I think she is the prize in that way.
She is
like above and beyond.
She's the one who I think will have more career longevity.
And she's gorgeous.
And she's gorgeous. She's so sweet.
Oh, she's
really nice. She has
great.
A lot of celebrity friends. That bad boy thing can only work for so long. He can't be a 50-year-old bad boy unless you're Johnny Depp, but it's harder to be a 50-year-old bad boy.
It's not going so well.
I feel like if I walked down the street and G-Eazy walked right past me, I probably wouldn't even recognize him or look twice.
Do you remember that time we were in Duane Reade and we saw Ed Sheeran?
Oh, my God. Do you remember that? Yes.
Hey, what was he buying?
Candy,
he was buying gum.
Other stars are just like
so us. So, Us Weekly, we used to work in the same building as Rolling
Reed.
Stone.
Oh, yes.
And there was a Duane Reade in the lobby, and me and Gwen were going down to, like, get our mid-afternoon snack or something. And Ed Sheeran is online by himself with a pack of gum in his hand. That's right.
It was before I, like, listened to Ed Sheeran on repeat.
But he was famous at that point already.
He was.
He was huge, yeah. I've met him actually a couple of times. He is very down-to-earth and nice. I can totally see him, like, still buying his own pack of gum.
Yeah.
We love those gingers.
So nice to hear.
I do. I love a ginger.
Oh, you guys
are
like ginger hunters.
Ginger hunters.
That'll be our next podcast.
I like it.
Right?
Oh, I never realized.
Yeah. No, some more exciting news that we have. Priyanka and Nick Jonas. So we know officially that their wedding is going to be happening in India in December.
You know what? A lot of people were surprised that
what,
these
that's actually
two are
happening?
Going the distance. Yeah. Because you had Pete and Ariana flame out, like explode. And
well,
flame
everybody
out.
Knew that was going to happen.
But
yeah,
everyone
but
thought
for
Justin
a
and
quick
Haley.
Minute, I wasn't totally sure. I don't know.
Really?
I had a little bit of faith.
No, it was too hot, too fast. That's what we had heard. And I mean, clearly,
let's
it was too
just
hot,
say
too
this:
fast.
I didn't have a lot of faith in Nick and Priyanka. So it was all sort of like I was doubting all the fast engaged couples.
Nick and Priyanka seem so sensible to me. Like they have good families around them, and they have a good support system. Justin, I mean, he's his mom and dad. Who
is their
are
dad?
They really? Yes,
yeah,
dad is there.
Yeah.
But you remember, he talked about
his
how
dad
big
recently had
Bieber's,
a baby named yeah. Baby Bieber.
He also talked about like how well endowed Bieber is at one
the
point.
Father?
The father? Yes.
Yeah. Does he know Jessica Simpson's father? They should hang out together.
Jessica Simpson?
Joe Simpson has a
father,
big
father. Is he well endowed?
No. Joe Simpson would always talk about how like
well endowed
Jessica's. Yeah.
Oh, you're
well,
right.
Not well endowed. Jessica is. That doesn't sound right.
Stacked.
No, like yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of stacked, her boobs got huge during this pregnancy.
It's the third pregnancy.
It's incredible.
Oh,
it's exciting.
I love it.
We're on boob watch. Not in a creepy way, but in a celebratory way.
So wrong.
Brody's so horny this morning. I don't know what to do.
Guys, it's just natural. It's my body. I'm finally going through puberty at 35.
Maybe.
Speaking of horny, though, no, Nick Jonas does have a really close family group and tight-knit circle of friends. Priyanka.
So does Priyanka.
Yeah, she wants to get married in India. Because
I'm just
she wants
so excited for an Indian wedding,
it's
you guys.
Be,
yeah.
Is he
going to
be on a horse? Is she going to wear the red dress? Like, it's going to be amazing.
Is it going to be 5 days long?
Yes. No, is like she, a day, 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of preparation that has to go into a wedding like this. And we heard the wedding from our sources that
is
it'll
Meghan
be...
Is Meghan Markle going to have Mendy?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We don't even know if she's
she
going to
go.
We don't know if she's going to go.
Oh, it's December.
Yeah, when is it?
Tough.
December, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
so.
There's probably a whole lot of Zika.
They're, yeah. Well, there's Zika where they're traveling yeah, right now on the royal tour. How do they combat that? They just like no cover idea. Her and off?
Doctors, yeah, no. But doctors cleared, you know, her. Cleared her to go. And she isn't going because I guess the mosquitoes are more prominent early in the morning, the closer, closer to the water you are. So she is skipping all the early morning events near the water.
She better not be doing that prenatal yoga on the beach.
Yeah, she better get off the beach.
She's in a big netted
How
tent.
How convenient. She's just trying to call out of some of those royal duties. I don't blame her, though. It's like
I will say this. We have heard, like, you know, from sources that Meghan really didn't want to upstage Priyanka at her wedding. You know, Harry and Meghan were never going to both
Are we talking
go.
About Meghan Markle didn't want to upstage Priyanka?
Yes.
Okay. Did she? Is that why she didn't want to go to Eugenie's wedding either? She was
waving. She had to go to Eugenie's
yeah,
wedding.
Okay. She kind of opted out of that, too, but she sure showed up just giving a little smile.
No, she had to go to Eugenie's wedding.
And have a big belly.
Oh, pregnancy speculation? What? From this dress? No. What
are you talking
about?
I made a dark navy coat over my navy dress? No way. What?
Stop guessing about if I'm pregnant or not. No, she, okay, yes, maybe she doesn't want to upstage her former friend, I mean, her friend Priyanka Chopra, but I think the wedding will be gorgeous and we don't need a royal there.
It's true. It's going to be so
jazzy.
Great. I can't wait.
So who are the celebrities that are going to be there, you think?
Well, we know, I mean, we don't know a full list, but for sure we will see Kevin and Danielle Jonas.
Ugh, love them.
And how about Sophie Turner?
And Joe Jonas.
Love them.
Other engaged couple that we know, per our sources, they should be getting married next summer in Europe. That's what we last heard.
I can't
just
wait
so
for that
so crazy
one.
That Nick and Priyanka just lickety-split are running to the altar, but we also, per sources, have heard that Nick and Priyanka want to start a family after they get married.
I was going to say, Priyanka's a little bit older.
She's older than Sophie Turner.
Yeah. But she's 36.
Yeah.
She's 36.
She's 36. It's like time to start thinking about it.
Smart. And then both of them are very religious and traditional. They definitely want to be married before they get pregnant. So I respect that, even though it's rushing down the altar 5 months after you met. But no, I respect
think
it.
That Priyanka is like, let's strike while the iron's hot. Meghan's wedding was only a few months ago. Let me do an Indian, like, fabulous wedding.
I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. That. I mean, the pictures are going to be something.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Well, she's really beautiful.
Yeah, will they invite Kate Hudson?
Will they?
Oh. Nick Jonas' is a former girlfriend.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay, the incredible thing about Nick Jonas, he's dated a lot of famous women. Was it Nick or Joe who dated Taylor Swift? It was Joe.
That was Joe.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Taylor Swift is at this wedding? Oh, my God. Well, because she's a family friend of the Jonases.
Would be great.
That would be amazing.
There could be some actually incredible people there at this wedding.
I feel like Nick Jonas definitely has taken more women down than Prince Harry. For sure.
Yes.
I mean, he has a long list of famous exes.
Very long. True. Yeah, it's incredible. I wish I could present them off the top of my head.
All I can think about are
Jessica Simpson's boobs right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And getting pregnant by Orlando Bloom. What did you guys turn me into, a monster?
It's true. No, but also, so I hate to change it to a sad subject, but Mike the Situation. So he's getting married.
That is sad.
Beginning of November. We know that he has to report to jail before January 15th.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously he's going away for 8 months. They're letting him kind of spend the holidays with his newly, you know, married wife, Lauren Pesky. So they will have about, you know, 2.5 months at home after the wedding to kind of enjoy their life together before he goes away.
Well, and hopefully it'll give MTV the chance to film them every day and crank out a million specials while he's locked up for potentially 8 months to 2 years. So we'll see how much. I mean, I'm sure they're going to document every second of him before going away.
Absolutely. You know those cameras are going to be rolling as he's leaving the house, just like Teresa Giudice on Real
maybe
House
they'll maybe they'll respect his privacy. Maybe he'll ask for his privacy at that time.
You cannot sign yourself up with Jersey Shore.
Kidding, of course.
I mean,
it's gonna
and
be
then
exploited.
And who ever thought that Mike, the Situation, Sorrentino would have something in common with Amy Schumer?
That they're both pregnant?
Thirst.
Oh.
Thirst. Oh, extreme
the thirst doctor.
Gwen.
No. Oh, Ginger Hunter thirst doctor, Gwen Flamberg. No, that's not. I was like, oh, that they both went to prison? I mean, she was detained. Was she arrested?
It's not quite
detained.
The same.
Was Piper Perabo detained or she was arrested? She was
detained.
They were all detained, weren't they?
Yeah.
But he will join the leagues of Teresa Giudice.
Joe Giudice.
Martha Stewart.
Stars.
Martha Stewart. Little Kim.
Now, he just got married. Will he have conjugal visits?
Ooh, I am not sure about
question.
That. Good to know. But
who's
I do
the horny
know-
one now, Gwen, talking about sex?
This is a actual legit
oh,
question.
Okay.
But we do know from sources that she does want to have a baby ASAP. She wants to get pregnant, like, before he goes to jail. So, Yeah. Like, I mean, they have 2.5 months to try it.
And he has 8 months in there.
Yeah. So he literally will come home to a fully cooked, if not baby, that's like already in the stroller.
Like, if he's gone the whole time.
And she gives birth while he's in jail. It would make for a great book.
You would love it, Brody, I'm sure.
I would love it. You know I would. I'm like, I'll come and film the special. I'll write the book.
Well, that's it. That's all that we have for this week's episode of Hot Hollywood. Guys, tune in next week to hear all of our latest banter and inappropriate comments sometimes on your favorite celebrity hot Hollywood news. Subscribe, tell your friends, tweet, like, gram it. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.